Start your date, 208, Rabbit Yisrael, the Yaakov, Salam.
Good morning. Good morning, Rabbi Yisrael. There is some interesting scenarios. I'm going to go straight into Dvar Halacha. There is some interesting scenarios what happens when a cotton changes over to a gadol legabe chiyuvim. As we know, a cotton, kol zman is still a cotton, a child. A child is also chayv in mitzvahs. He's chayv to do mitzvahs as well, midrabbonon. And when he turns into a gadol, then he's chayv in mitzvahs. But now he's chayv in mitzvahs midrayisa. Okay, so when a cotton turns into a gadol, so till now he had chiyuvim, he had to do mitzvahs only midrabbonon. And from now, midrayisa, very good. But what happens is if as he's turning over into a gadol, from a cotton to a gadol, the mitzvah in some form stretches. It's the same mitzvah that he had while he was a cotton. And then when he turned to a gadol, there's still some sort of chiyuvim of the same mitzvah that he had while he was a cotton. There's a few scenarios. The famous one is Svir Sa'oimah. And that is that if he counts up until today a cotton, tonight he became a gadol, and now he wants to continue on, can he continue on or not? Because we know it has to be tmimah, it has to be one big bulk, and if he missed, then it's a problem. So that's the question of here. How do you look at this cotton? So I'll move over to a different shayla. There's quite a few different number of shaylas that cover this inyan, this noise. I'll move over to a different shayla. We'll keep on jumping back to the serious oimah shayla as well. There's a famous Rebbe Kiveiga, and that is like this. The Shulchan Aruch Paskens, in Orichayim Kuf Peivav, Shulchan Aruch Paskens, Kotten Chayev Midrabonon, Birkas Hamozen. Alright? Kedei Lechanchoy. Okay? A cotton is one of the mitzvahs, where even while he's a cotton, he's Chayev a mitzvah, he's Chayev to bench. Okay, and Shulchan Aruch goes further, we know there's a Gemara, that he can't really be Moitzi a Gadol, because he's only Chayev Midrabonon. A gadol is chayav midrayisa, but our case is when he can. Now on here, the Kiva Eger has got a question. Kiva Eger, in his Agos, he says like this. Mr. Pakna, I've got a shayla. Ba'achal b'yayim ha'achron shal shnas yud gimel le'is erev. Koydem laylo. Ubitchilas ha'laylo shanas ha'gadol adayla nis'akal ha'mozen. Im chuyim midrayisa levorich. What happens if a child ate? He's eaten and he's full. And he's still a child. And then night fell, and now he became bar mitzvah. So this means, let's say, a typical sudas bar mitzvah, let's say, and now it became nacht, and now he's chayav mitzvahs like a gadol. Right, yeah. Right? We'll discuss, yeah, very good. So that's the shayla over here. That's the shayla is, now the question is, the cotton starts off a chiyuv. He had a chiyuv to bench while he was a cotton midrabbanon. Now, when he turned a gadol, do we say, oh, so the things that he'd done before while he was a cotton, does it stretch over into a gadol? And now, oh, so you got your chiyuvim now. It turns over to is a chiyuvim deraisa like a normal gadol, or maybe not. The things that he did when he was a cotton. Well, there's a few noisim. We'll discuss them one by one. The first noisa is that this is a general noisa. It's a general noisa, not only a din in Birkas Hamazon. That do we say that the things that a cotton done to prepare himself in order to do mitzvahs as a cotton, is that enough to be able to mechayev him when he turns into a gadol? They say he's not done any mitzvahs yet, he's not done, but he's put himself into a matzah, he's put himself into a situation where he's got a chiyuv. So can he do this? Does it work for even though when he puts himself into a chiyuv, it's only the rabbonon? But does it work later when he flips over to the raisa? Can it also work for the raisa? So in other words, Kiveika is just—he's asking here, Lomda Sevilla. He's asking here, how do you look at this child when he turns into a gadol? How do you look at this child? Is he mechuyev to bench midrayisa or not? But nevertheless, it's mevorin of Kiveika that the question is only if he's mechuyev to bench midrayisa. In other words, because he was originally mechuyev to bench, originally he had to bench, like we explained, like we were magdim, he had to bench midrabbonon. Kiveika takes on, it's obvious he has to bench now as well midrabbonon, even if he's a gadol. That doesn't go away, because till now he had chinuch. That chinuch can stay. It's a big chiddush here. Reb Kiveiga's mavoya. Chinuch doesn't go away when he turns into a gadol. His question is only: does it turn over into the rice or not? So in other words, he has to anyway bench. That's not the question. The question is only: how do you look at his benching? Is it midrabbanon still like before, or does it now turn over into the rice? And then Reb Kiveiga goes further. All right? Okay? Okay, that's the shaila. Just how do you look at this because the Muslim that he has to bench now? Then,
not
to bench a second time. Oh, so let's further. I can stretch the child even further. What happens if a child, he ate and he's full and he benched, and then he turned into a godel and he's still full? So do we say that this? If when once he turns into a godel, the chiyub now turns into the raisa. So it doesn't help what he did before to bench midrabbanon. It doesn't help. Because now the chiyuv is the raisa. The chiyuv that he did then with the rabbanon is not good enough. Mashaygein, if it works, that's the shayla. Mashaygein, if he's not mechuyev to bench with the raisa, so it's fine. He doesn't have to repeat him. He doesn't have to repeat the benching. Right? In other words, now he goes to shayla the maisa. Maybe the sculptor is going to mechuyev to bench twice. Right? That's the shayla. So now there's call me the raya, it's backwards and forwards over here. The Emma says this shayla splits itself into two noisim, like I said before. One question is, how bechlal do you look at a kotum and turn into a godel? How does it work? And the next noise is a local noise in Hilchas Birkas HaMazon. How do you look at Vachalta Vasavata Vrachta? We'll go through one by one. First go to the first noise, first Nakuda. The what?
You didn't bench Shkir to everything, that's
a Suffolk
line as well.
What? Suffolk, he puts him to another Suffolk.
Yeah.
He put in another suffix. He's got a suffix, yeah. Yeah. We'll see the maskona. Well, you may say you should do the maysa in order to get out of this problem. The Rambam Paskin, the Nilchus Kolben Pesach. The Rambam Paskin, the Santa Rambam. The Rambam Paskin says, Gershin is Gaia, made Pesach Rish and Pesach Sheini. A ger that became a ger between the two Pesachs, Pesach Rish and Pesach Sheini. Vechain, cotton shehigdul ben shnei apsachim. Okay? A cotton became a gold between Pesach Rish and Pesach Sheini. Says the Rambam, Chayobin as Pesach Sheini. So now he's mechuyev to make Pesach Sheni. Now he's a godel. He missed Pesach Rishon. So now he's got a chiyuv Pesach Sheni. Not only somebody who's far away or he's tamei. This is also included in one of those who are chayev to Pesach Sheni. Says the Rambam further. V'imshach to olav berishon potter. Says the Rambam. But if they already shechted for him Pesach Rishon, he's part of Pesach Sheni. He's part of Pesach Sheni. As it's in the Rambam, right? They already shechted for Pesach Rishon. He's part of Pesach Sheni. The question is why? Why is he potter? When he did Pesach Rishon, he was a cotton. How does it help him for Pesach Sheni? So the Kesef Mishnah asked this question. The Kesef Mishnah says there's a special pasuk. There's a special pasuk. The Gemara says it says Sele Beis Ovois in the pasuk. So the Gemara says Sele Beis Ovois is deraisa, meaning that a person can include his children into the minyan of Korban Pesach. In deraisa, he can include them, and it's considered as if he's joined in the mitzvah together with you. So Sele Beis Ovois is deraisa. So he's done it. He's done the mitzvah already because there's a special pasuk over here in Hilchos Korban Pesach that it works. So say the Achreinim, we see from this Kesef Mishnah that he's got a problem here. Why should it work? How can a Pesach Rishon work for Pesach Sheni? So this Kesef Mishnah says it's a special pasuk. Sounds like from this Kesef Mishnah that generally speaking, it won't work. Whatever a cotton will do when he's a cotton, it's not going to work for later when he turns into a godel. Here, there's a special pasuk that we say that if you're mamanim, including him, then it's also good. It's only because it's a special pasuk.
So how do you hear Pesach Sheni though?
So he's.
Where did he come from?
If he was included, then he's butter. If he was included, then oifen. When this child was included, he's butter. If he wasn't included, then he'll be chayav. But if he was included, yeah, the father can choose to include him or not. But if he was included, then he's going to be butter. The Reb Chaim has got a shtickle on this Rambam. Reb Chaim has got a piece on this Rambam, and Reb Chaim has got whole arichas to explain differently to the Kesef Mishnah. Reb Chaim says that. If you look in the sugya, it's not like that the maskana. So he says typical Reb Chaim how he splits the things up. He says like this. He says every person is mechuyev to bring a korban pesach. Okay, fine. Now because of this, you have to arrange yourself to belong to a group, and then the shechita is done on your behalf. Everything's done on your behalf. It's all yeah, and then you have to eat. Then you also have to eat a chelik of it. So there's two, and when you've done this stuff, when you've arranged it, you've done all the arrangements, and everything's done accordingly, you're mekayim the mitzvah. That's how it goes to Korban Pesach. Says Reb Chaim that this child, he's included in Korban Pesach, because it is, it goes to this. If, what happens if the father decides to include the child? He decides to include him. And the Korban was also done on his behalf, and it was also, he had him in mind, and he also ate from it. He was included. Said Reb Chaim, this child, at the end of the day, he was included in the carbon. Said Reb Chaim, there was no mitzvah done. There was no mitzvah done with the Reis at all. He had no mitzvah at all. But nevertheless, says Reb Chaim, because he was included, this child is not mufka, he's not mufka from the etzem dinim of Korban Pesach. At the end of the day, the Metzias says, this child had Korban Pesach done for him. It was arranged for him, and he ate, it was done for him. So true, there was no mitzvah. Emes was no mitzvah. But the Meister, the Metzias, he had it. Says Reb Chaim, so now comes the Pesach Shem. So let's think, hey, so this child, oh, you didn't do Korban, no, you did do Korban Pesach. Well, if he had a mitzvah or not, it's regardless, it doesn't matter. It's all there, there was no mitzvah. But at the end of the day, you can't say Pesach Sheni is chayav because he didn't yet do it. No, he did it. He did it. True, it was without a mitzvah, but a mitzvah, but mitzvah, it was done. Ibrahim goes on and explains further. He goes, but that's basically the gist of how he understands the Rambam. Right? Again, so it means he's spitting this point. He's saying there was no mitzvah, but nevertheless it was b'mtzias done for him. So when the child comes to Pesach Sheni, you can't say, well, this fella had no Pesach Sheni, had no Pesach yet. No, he had Pesach. So mainly that's the sibwa is potter. So again, according to Reb Chaim, it's a chiddush that Rambam says in Hilchot Korban Pesach. It's a chiddush here that you can understand this idea that because the end of the day was done for him, but otherwise, generally speaking, if a person is mechuyev to do a mitzvah, and later on the mitzvah now turns into deraisa, you can't say, oh, well, if you did the mitzvah then, so it's going to work for now. No, because there are other cases, there's a mitzvah you're mechuyev to do. It's not, we don't have this lomdus that we can say because you already included, even though there was no mitzvah. If you had a mitzvah then, and you did it, midrabanon, then it might not work. It might not work for later on with the rice. There's no right from this Rambam. And then there's a third mahalach, and that's the Osameach. Osameach says that this. He brings a raya from the Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara Chagiga says that this. What happens, the Gemara Daftes, what happens if somebody came to Yerushalayim Oyle Regel? He came Oyle Regel, but he was a chigger. So the Gemara says somebody who can't walk, he's potter from Korban Uriya. Okay? Because the Gemara Darash says you have to be able to go up, you have to walk up. Okay, he was a chigger. So now, Pesach, the first day Yom Tov, he was potter. Now, came second day Yom Tov, and he became better. He was able to walk now. So the Gemara says, is he chayav the Korban Uriya? As we know, when you go up to the Beis HaMikdash on Shalosh Regalim, there's a chiyuv to bring a Korban along with you, right? A person goes up to see somebody, you've got to come and bring a present. So here, the question is over here, is this fella now chayav Korban Uriya because of the second day? So the Gemara says, it depends how you understand all these 7 days of Pesach. So the Gemara says, a machlokes, yeah, if the real, the chiyuv is only chal day one, and all the other days are tashlumin liyom rishon. Or, it's all tashlumin zeh lezeh, meaning each day has its own chiyuv. Understand? So now, if you say each one has its own chiyuv, so this chigger, day one, say the potter, fine, but day two is chayav. So now day two will tell you, oh good, you can now make so go and do it. Whereas if you hold that the Mount Omar, that's all tashlumin of day one. So now day one came along, the guy was potter. Comes day two, okay, he can bring, but it's all tashlumin of day one. Now since day one you weren't included, so there's no chiyuv, because it's all, if you didn't manage to do what you had to do yesterday, then go, you can still got 6 more days. But if you didn't have to do it, it's all tashlumin. That's the Gemara says. Says Oy Sameach, the Gemara could have said another nafkimina, and that's this nafkimina. Our question. The Gemara could have said that if you have a child who day one was still a kot, day two, three, four, five, he became a godl. So if you hold this old tashlumin of the first one, then he's potter. Because then at the time he was potter, at the time he was still only a cotton. Whereas if each day has its own chiyuv, then he'll be chayuv. Says Oy Sameach, right, it seems to be from the Gemara, that because Kul Alma Moedi, there's no nafkimina, and Kul Alma Moedi, that if he done it day one, it works for all other days. Even if you hold that it's all Tashlumin derision, and the day one he was still only a cotton, and he was potter, and that's why there should not be any chiyuvim for the next days. But no, it sounds like that Kul Alma Moedi, Kul Alma Moedi, Yechayev. And he goes right, he says, the Gemara should have said, there's an afkemina, that if, according to the Mount Omar, right? The Gemara doesn't make an afkemina. Right, okay. So, says Yisameach, it seems, Yechai, why Yechai? Says Yisameach, Echidosh. And that is because we know that a cotton, even when it was a cotton, he still chayav mitzvahs, midr abonon, because of chinuch. He's still chayav. Says Oy Sameach, wherever, it's mavur in this Rambam, and it's mavur in the Gemara, that whatever a child does when he was a kotnas chinuch can pat him for when he turns into a god later. You did it, even if it's true you did it when he was a cotton, but at the end of the day it was done b'chiyuv, a small chiyuv, but it was still done, therefore he's pater when he turns into a god. That's how the Osameach learns pshat in this Rambam. So the Osameach, from him, the way he understands the Rambam, then Taka it's clear that it's a general rule, kolatari kula, whatever the cotton will do when he's a cotton, and when he turns into a god later, question is, should he do it again or not? Sounds like klar. The Osameach understands that this. But we said the Kesef Mishnah doesn't learn like that. Reb Chaim also won't learn like that. Kesef some poskim say that it could be a Kesef Mishnah, it will be Moida. But the Pashta says there's these three Mahalchim. And the Sameach is the only one that will come out, that will be, come back to our Shaila. Therefore, if a cotton, well, he's got a chiv to bench when he was a cotton, and now he turned into a godel, of course the things that he's done when he was a cotton will be machayev him to do things later, midaraisa, when he turned to a godel. Because this cotton is included, of course this cotton is included. So, if he didn't bench when he was a cotton, and now the clear is, should we bench now, should he bench because of a godel or not? Of course he should bench, because what he did before was all included as chinuch. It's all included as chinuch. If when he did a mitzvah as a cotton, it's going to work later. He even did it. He doesn't have to redo it again. Kolch again, if here he ate. And the question is he now chayav? Can this chiyuv stretch and can it change over into the raisa? Of course it can, because this cotton, he's all pav, he's all nichlal as a golden chiyuvim. He's nichlal and golden chiyuvim through the kiyum as a smaller kiyum, but he'll definitely work for the raisa when he turns to a golden. That's what Chayyur is mavur from here, Benovas. But it's mavur from Rabbi Kveger, not like this. It's mavur from Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger said that if you tell me, his second shaila was, what was that? If you tell me that if he benched when he was a cotton, and you're going to tell me it's not good enough, so when he turns the gold, he'll have to bench again, right? He'll have to bench again. That's Rabbi Kveger's second shaila. You have to bench again. Right, so it means in other words this, he's saying, if you'll tell me when he was a cotton, that he's not included in, it's not going to be machayev him to bench when he turns into a godel. It will not be machayev him to bench when he turns into a godel. So therefore, who are din? If he benched when he was a cotton, then it's not good enough. He's going to have to bench again when he was a godel. And Rabbi Kveger is now clearing. He's taking on. One second. He's taking on. Yeah, he's taking on over here the chinuch. Rabbi Kveger's moed, there's a chi of chinuch over here. And nevertheless, he's taking on the chi of chinuch. It's not a sibba, why to say, if you did it before, then it's good enough for later. He's carrying Hilchas Birkas Hamozen, we're going to see soon. There's another shine Hilchas Birkas Hamozen. But he's taking on that if it's not good enough that later he can bench midaraisa, then he can't, he can't bench, it won't help for later for midaraisa. His clear is only if Bechlal has got a chiyuv midaraisa when he turns to a godel. If this chiyuv can turn over into a deraisa with a godel. But to say ad kedei kach that if he benches, then it might work for later on. Rabbi Kveger is taking on; it's obvious not. He's only saying that it's okay. He's only saying you can do it only if you take on that it's machayevim when he was a cotton. I think I'm clear enough at that point there. So that's the first raya over here. So what we're saying now, what he does when he was a cotton, does it work for later on when he was a godel, right? And it sounds like from Kveger, I don't know if it's clear exactly why we're sounding from Kveger that it will not work. That there is interesting Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham in Hilchas Shabbos says that he brings from the Modcha that Mogen Avraham, he's medame to his case over. He asks the Shaila that when we make Kiddush Friday night before Nacht, okay, we bring in Shabbos early, and we take on Pashtas, we take on that Chiyuv to Seves Shabbos early with the Rabbona. So we made Kiddush, very good. At now came Nacht. Now, how does the mitzvah kiddush that we made then midrabbonon help for later on when now there's a chiyuv kiddush midiraisa, right? Because now it's nach, and now there's a chiyuv kiddush midiraisa. Says the Modcha, that's not a problem, because anything that you do when it's a chiyuv midrabbonon, if over a stretch of time it'll turn into the raisa, it works. That's what the Modcha says. Anything, we're talking about our godl, we're not talking about our cotton. Anything that you do, and then eventually, slowly, it changes over itself into the Reisa, it'll work for that. As I stated in Malcha. So ask the Magen Avraham that it's not true, this halacha. He asked on him, he says, we said before, at the beginning of the Shir, the Shulchan Aruch paskas, that our cotton, that benches, that cotton that's mechuyav to bench, right? He cannot be moitzi a godl. Because a godl is mechuyav to bench midiraisa, and cotton is midirabonon. Says Magen Avraham, I don't understand. This cotton also, in 3 years' time, will turn into a godl. Yeah? Right? So Magen Avraham is saying, if the Malkha is right by saying when tonight Kiddush turns into the Raisa, so the Chiyuv will turn into the Raisa, it works while he's still in Chemed Abonon, who did it should come out that a cotton can be Moitzi a Godl, because a cotton is going to, evidently, he's going to have to turn into a Godl. He's going to, for sure, turn one into the Raisa, and never that's be Paskun, it's a Gemara, he can't be Moitzi a Godl. That's what the Magen Avraham asks on the Malkha. Rebbe Kveig over there brings this Kesef Mishnah that we mentioned before as well, meaning the Kesef Mishnah and the Hilchos Korban Pesach, that the only reason why what he did when he was a cotton works for later to pat him and he doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni again is because of a pasuk. But it would sound like that otherwise without this Gzeis HaKosov of Celebes Ovid Dereisa, it will not work. According to the Matcha, it should always work, because since when he was a cotton, evidently he's going to turn into a godel, so whatever he does, Pesach Rishon as a cotton, should work for later. Always, that should be the general rule, according to the Matcha. You don't have to come on to Psukim, that the Kesef Mishnah brings down. So Mikveiga brings this Kesef Mishnah to prove also, to disprove the, to disprove the Matcha. Disprove the Matcha. Yeah, so again, it's clear on this Rebbe Kveiga that Rebbe Kveiga is taking on, that's for sure, that what he does when he was a cotton will not work for later on when he turns to a godel. It won't work, what he does when he's a cotton. It's only, this question is only, in Hilchos Birkas HaMazon, when he's now put himself into a situation that he has to bench, and now he turns into the Reisa, will that original situation be Machayev him to bench Midr Reisa? That's his question. But if he puts into a situation to bench, and he does bench Midr Abonon when he's still a cotton, it's obvious to him Kvega will not work, and he's going to have to do it, he's going to have to do it again if we'll be Chayev later Midr Reisa. But, yeah, Chama, so that's the same question, they have the same question with Hilchos Kiddush. Well, the same question Magen Avraham has in Hilchos Kiddush, Kveig also has. Kveig adds another kasha, another marmokal to disprove the Montchen Hilchos Kiddush. But a Meisa, if a person thinks about it a little bit, it's very, very choluk. The Achronim say it's very choluk, the Magen Avraham's question they asked on the Montchen. It's very different. And who Adin, it's very different Hilchos Kiddush, because I'm also in Hilchos Kiddush. Now, think about it this. The Matcha's case is talking about when you're making Kiddush Friday night, and at the moment this chiyuv that I have right now is only with Abonim. But in a few hours it'll turn into the Reisa. So the Matcha, it's okay. Do you know why? Because there, the same chiyuv that we're doing now, with Abonim, this same chiyuv is going to eventually turn itself into the Reisa. So we can say, you can connect, it gets stretched a bit, and Zolzayin, it changes itself a little bit to the Reisa. But you did it, so just like it changes over the Reisa, what then your Qiyum, what you did, what your Makayim, also changes over the Reisa, and it works. Why? Because it's the same Chiyuv that we're talking about. And who Adin the case of the cotton by Birkas HaMazon? He's eaten, he's full, and he benched. So now, let's say, he benched, okay, so now, but then slowly over now, he turns into the Reisa. It's the same Chiyuv that we're dealing with. It's the same Chiyuv. Question is, this benching that you just did now, you've got it again. Do you have it again or not? Do you have to repeat yourself or not? Mashayin Kain, the case of a cotton being Moitzi, his father, is very different. Because there, it's the person. The person one day, even if it's tomorrow, but it's the person one day, will have another chiyuv of this type, Bamidereisa. So who said that you can connect? Because now he's got, because he's going to one day have such a mitzvah, then this mitzvah he's doing now, Dabonon, how can that connect itself? How can that be Moitzi the Reisa? You can't connect this child's Dabonon to the Reisa. This mitzvah will never turn into the Reisa. These types of mitzvahs will turn into the Reisa, when eventually he turns into Godel. But this mitzvah itself will always stay Dabonon. So I've had the Shulchan Aruch Paskas that cotton can't be Moitzi a Godel. Yeah, correct.
It's not on the mitzvah, it's on the
first. No, but it's more than that. It's not just the child. It's therefore, it's the same reason why he has to bench now. It's going to have to, exactly the same reason.
So it's the child.
It's It's the same. I understand, you're right, it's the same person. But even the same person who have the same chiyuv as well. It's the same achayev. It's the same reason why he's going to have to bench. It's from the same food yet. It's the same chiyuv. Now you got chiyuv because I'm Muslim. That's not true. It's a child to a gadol. True. But if you look at it, it's the chiyuv itself is going to change over into the raisa. It's not a new chiyuv. Mashikin kiddush, mashikin because I'm Muslim, the childhood, but you say gadol. It's not the same chiyuv. It's the same chiyuvim, the same din. Because I'm Muslim, one day you'll have, yeah, you'll be a boy, you'll be the raisa. But the etzim, because I'm Muslim now, is nothing. So if I didn't come in, what you say? Who had din sphere soima?
There's a minimum component that Cotton used to do a kiddushin because of they had problems with the
gills. Yeah.
Then, he never made another kiddushin when he became a
godel.
So it's a
raya
that what cotton does with.
Cotton can be Mekadosh. A cotton can be Mekadosh Isha from when he's 29. You don't have to be a godel in order to be Mekadosh Isha. It's not a mitzvah to Mekadosh
Isha. A cotton can be Mekadosh
Isha. Yeah, from 9, from the age of 9, as long as he's got das, he can be Mekadosh. Yeah, you don't have to be a godel.
The
right.
When he's
done
the
Kiddushin,
he was a cotton.
And
he never had to do another Kiddushin when he became a cotton.
Mitzvah's Kiddushin is not.
It's only as a cotton, he's only a cotton.
A mitzvah to Mekadosh Isha is not mitzvah Mekadosh. There's no mitzvah Mekadosh Isha. The mitzvah is if you want to get married to Isha, the only way to do it is through Kiddushin. It's not a mitzvah. It's all the bracha that we make is all in order to be able to give you the leeway to be able to marry her. It's not a mitzvah be'etzem. Might be mistaken. Yeah, I know. So it's a good kiddushin because by kiddushin the metziah says you're makadosha, and then this is a leeway. It opens the doors to allow you to get married to her. So it's different. It's not the same as a kiyum mitzvah. We're not looking for you to carry the mitzvah now. So you need a dabon, but not for when you're older. Because that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for you to give you a right to marry her. The mitzvah is the nesuin. The etzim nesuin is the mitzvah. Chazal say the way you do it. Yeah, it could be that. Right? So that's the chiluk of it. Who had in Sfira Soima? Sfira Soima would be the same problem. Sfira Soima is takadoima also to what the Mughal Avraham brings in Hilchas Birkas HaMazon. That just like a cotton can't be moitzia godl, who had in Sfira Soima, if a cotton, he'd come the first 20 days, bekatnusa, and he turns to a godl, then it's all separate mitzvahs. We make a bracha, we make 49 brachas, it's all separate mitzvahs. Only we hold there has to be one big batch, has to be a whole big set, but it's separate mitzvahs. So it's, again, it's the same problem. The Mughal Avraham would be right in Hilchas Sfira Soima. Right? So Hilchas Sfira Soima is doima to a cotton be mekadosh, benching for a godel. And it's and Hilchas Birkas HaMazon, the Shaila of Kibahiga, of when the cotton turns into a godel, the same chiyuv that he's got now, that's doima to the case of the Modcha of Kiddush and Hilchas on Erev Shabbos. Right? So that's when it splits these two things. In other words, maybe our Shaila is easier, is more understood to say that he should yeh be chayev, and it's not doima to Mughal Avraham because of this svara, because the same chiyuv that comes in later. This is shaila number one. Shaila number one is things that cotton does be katnusa, it doesn't work be gadlusa. Now shaila number two is like you pointed out right at the beginning. Shaila number two is like this. The cotton et, now I'm moving over to a completely different noisa, but it's in the same shaila. What happened here? The cotton et, cotton's full, fine, cotton, and now he turns to gadol and he's full. So now, what happened over here? When he's a gadol, look at him now, let's look at him how he is when he's a gadol. He didn't eat, but he's full. Okay, so now shaila is like this. The shaila is, what's the mechayev of Birkas HaMazon? Do you have to eat, or is it enough to be full? And I'll explain the shaila with the interesting shaila the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. Mishnah Berurah brings down Hilchas Birkas HaMazon. We know the halach is, in order to bench Midaraisa, you have to have kedei svi, you have to be full. Okay, and the halach is as well that in order to eat, in order to have the she achila, there's a she that will mechayev you to eat it within a certain time span, right? There is a certain time span that will mechayev you to eat it. Yeah, there is a certain time span. Is the time span kedei achilas pras? Because this is a lot more than a kazayas. Normally we tell you when you eat kazayas, has to be the kedei achilas pras. Here we're telling you to eat a lot more. Yeah, Mr. Brewer brings over here. It has to be achilas pras. Yeah, it has to be achilas pras. In other words, in order to eat, to consider called eating, you can't eat a bit over an hour. It's not called eating. You got to eat it within a certain time span. 4 minutes, 9 minutes, the max. What's halacha if a person ate over the time span, more than the time span of Kedei Achilas Pras? So brings the Mishnah Berurah here that it's not mitzdarif. Okay? Ain't a mitzdarif. And there's no chiyuv because I'm Muslim. No chiyuv because I'm Muslim. Says Mishnah Berurah, this is all only, we know in Hilchos because I'm Muslim, a person when he ate a kazayis already is chayav to bench. A kazayis already is chayav to bench. But that's only midrabbanon. Midraisa, you only mechuyav to bench when you're full. Only when a person really feels full, that's when there's a chiyuv midraisa. Right? So now, says Mishnah Berurah this halacha of telling you you've got to eat it within a shiach, the Achilas Pras, only when you eat kazayis. But if you lu yatsuya, if you eat a kdei sviya, you're full, completely full, then there's no din, there's no such din of having to eat kdei Achilas Pras. There's no such din. Because the prima godim, the calls were actually in a shiach kazayis, but in a pas, kdei sviya, the chiyuv in a Torah, chayv av sha'ocha ma'at ma'at, do'akoponim, v'savata karino bi. Says the prima godim, if you fall, you're full. So now there's v'savata. I don't care if I did eat. I mean, in other words, it's not considered eating in Torah terms because you ate it, it's too stretched over too much. So as long as you makayim v'savata, then you mechuyev to bench. Says the Imre Bina, no, it's not true. He disagrees. He argues with this prima godim and he says he's not mechuyev to bench mederaisa because says the Shaat Zion over here. The Shaat Zion asks. He asks on this prima godim. Says the Shaatzin, he doesn't understand this prima godim. It says the pasuk va'achalto. So true va'savata, but why are you stressing on the va'savata? You've also got a chiyuv va'achalto. So that's it. And he stays with the tzarachin in the Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't argue with the prima godim. He doesn't understand this prima godim. So Steibler explains the very good shemak. Explains the shaila is like this. The pasuk says va'achalto va'savata. Now, either you can say this, va'achalto normally means eat just the kazayis. That's normally the achila is already it's called already achila after eating a kazayis. That's normally enough to tell you that's called va'achalto, right? But says the Torah here, I want v'savata. I want that you should eat so much that you'll be full. In other words, I don't want you to have the normal va'achalto that we always tell you when it comes to Yisurim. Here I'm changing the va'achalto and I want there should be a v'savata. In other words, says the Steibler, Pshat says this. The main thing is v'savata. But the Torah is just telling you this time around, the v'achalto is mechayev to be ad k'dekach, there has to be a sviya. I'm telling you, I'm changing the gedda of v'achalto now. The achira now has to be that you shouldn't feel full. In other words, the main thing is feeling full. That's the main thing. As long as you feel full, then that's what's mechayev. That's when you have to bench mederaisa. V'achalto is just telling you there has to be this time be in such a way. That's sad number one, what we told you from the prima god. Sad number two is no. Now, who is v'achalto? And then v'savata, there's a chiyuv achila. There's a chiyuv achila. The achila is machayev. How much achila is machayev? How much do you have to eat in order to... The amount that you have to eat is another until you're full. But where does the chiyuv come from? The chiyuv comes from the achila. Okay, you can go deeper into the... So that's really... It comes back a bit, the same shayla. That's pshat this shayla b'kriyega. This child ate when he was a cotton. And now, when he was a godel, he's full. So again, very simple. If you're old, the chiyuv is just, what's mechayev? Just to feel full. The child feels full. So that's mechayev. He's mechayev to bench from the eyes, like any other adult. Whereas, if the chiyuv comes from the achila, when you eat, and you come to eat, and you eat so much that you're going to be full, that's what's mechayev. So there's cotton's pot. There's cotton will be pot.
Well, you'll become mechayev if you eat
another kazayis. Oh, yeah. So that's the pot today. Yeah, necham. Correct. Now there's a ma'isa, so we'll say the ma'isa. That's the shayla of here, b'kivayga. And b'kivayga, that's the shayla, that's the understanding of the shayla. B'kivayga brings an interesting raya. He brings a raya to his shayla. B'kivayga brings it from his son-in-law, not the chasam soifa. He brings it from a different son-in-law. Harali chasoni Rav Shmuel, near York. His son-in-law, he brought him a raya from this. It's an interesting shayla like this. The truth is this shayla also comes back into the chasavirus oyma as well. What happens if somebody, lo elein, was an oynon? One of his relatives died. He's part of a kolam mitzvahs. We all know that. Now, okay, but he's hungry, so he ate. And then he finished doing all the arrangements he had to do for the mess. And now he's ois oynon. And now he's got chiyuve toyer now. And now he's full. Right? So again, the same shayla. Same shayla. Again, the oynon ate, but when he ate, he was potter. Because he was oisik. He's an oynon. We know the rule is an oynon's potter. But now he's ois oynon because he sorted everything out and now he's still full. What do you do? Does he bench mideraisa or not? Says the Chochmas Sodom, He has to bench midiraisa. He has to bench midiraisa. Yeah, and the brackets in the Chacham Sodom there, he doesn't understand exactly because he's medamer to somebody who forgot to daven. He forgot to daven, and it was somebody who was oisik b'mitzvah and he couldn't daven. He was an oynus, so he couldn't daven because he had to go out forever sibba. And then he came to mincha. So does he have to daven again or not? So if the halach is, he has to daven again. So says Chacham Sodom, who are they? If somebody's an oynus and he couldn't do the mitzvah then, but later he's got a chiyuv to come. So they ask on him, they ask him, in the brackets in the Chacham Sodom, it's not the same, because there he was an oynus, but not the whole time, not from the beginning to the end of Shacharis. There was a time when he was a chiyuv, so he just didn't do it. So that's a different shed. So they had, he was a zman with a chiyuv. Here this oynun, he's completely potter. B'shas achila, he's got no chiyuv whatsoever to daven and to bench and to say brachas. But upon him, that's what the Chacham Sodom passed. It says, it's the same thing with us. The same thing with our cotton. He was potter to bench while he had. Exactly the same case. And now he's chayev, but he's only got the full element. It's not exactly the same case, correct? I'd rather not. Yeah, in the lambda you are. Right? It's the same case. Says, it's not the same case. Right? It's not the same case. Why not? Because, that is, a'oinun, Oinan be'etzem, he's got chiyuvim like a normal person. Now, vastly, there's a rule. Oisig b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah. So, meaning that you've got something else to do now. So, if you got this mitzvah to do, so we tell you, you're potter from one other mitzvah. It's not pshat, you're potter. It's not pshat, you're be'etzem potter. Now, vastly, you don't have to do it because you're busy with another mitzvah. And the rule is, you're busy with one mitzvah, then you don't have to jump over from mitzvah to mitzvah. But be'etzem, of course, he's kind of to bench. So therefore, says Kirega, there he's going to bench because he's got everything. He's got achila, he's got sviya, so of course he's going to bench. Whereas this cotton, be'etzem, a cotton, has got no chiyuvim at all midaraisa. He's got no chiyuvim whatsoever. So there's no raya. Don't bring me a raya. Don't bring me a raya from there to a cotton. But on this, the Paskim said like this. There's a Rosh and Sof Tanis that says, we mentioned before that somebody who is a chigir, there's no mitzvah, there's no carbon oiler, there's no oiler sriya, yeah? No oiler sriya, because he can't walk. The Rosh there says, who adin an oinun? Who adin an oinun? Now it's clear from there, a chigir, somebody can't walk, he's ba'atzmu soy potter. He's not nichlan in such a mitzvah. There's a tnai to be able to walk. If you want to do this mitzvah, you've got to walk. If no, you're potter. And the Rosh says, who are then an oinon? So it sounds like from this Rosh that an oinon is doima to a cotton. So there's read about it if it's doima or not doima. La halacha, a cotton, if he does not bench before he's a cotton, and when he turns to while he's gone, turns to God, he hasn't benched yet, of course he has to bench. Right? If it's either midiraisa because the first shaila, because the chiyuv that he does when he's a cotton works with the midiraisa, or midiraisa because the main thing is you eat, he zech has to bench. Or if not that, at least midrabanon, because it's mavon zrikveiga that if somebody has got a chiyuv chinuch when he was a cotton, and later it turns over to God and there's no mitzvah deraisa taking over, chinuch still stays in. It's an interesting point, right? Yeah, and 100%, Nafkimini can moit to somebody else. Yeah, he can't be moit to. This cotton should not be moit to anybody else because there's a sofik. Lemais, the aloch lemaisa, it stays with the sofik. There's no klar psak with this shayla. So what should he do lemais, this child? I explained, don't bench. Now, but if he did bench, then we come to what you're suggesting. If he did bench, now he's putting himself in a pickle. Because what do you do, bench again now when he's a cotton? The answer is, eat again a little bit more, if you can. If he didn't bench, he can if he wants. Yeah, he can if he wants. But of course he can bench. Of course he can eat again if he wants. Then he'll be chayav midiraisa, sure. But if he didn't, he still has to bench. But in this case, he's going to have to. The only way to get out of it, he should eat a little bit more in order to should be achila after nacht. Yeah. Shkoyer.
Yes. Hey.